The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Well, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great. No problems.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear. What's new in your life?
Nothing, really. I mean, it's baseball.
Yeah, did you
win? Our first month of ratings came out on The Rock. Apparently, they did good.
I saw. I heard.
Yeah, I got a text from some big bosses out of state. Said, hey, good job. So whenever that happens, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
I mean, you can't read sarcasm in a text. But I wouldn't think they were, like, hey, they were good being, job.
No. They were. It was more direct than that.
So that's nice. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah. Thanks. If you're listening, I appreciate it.
Thanks everybody listening. Thanks to who else can we thank? I know they're
let's not
flashing
start,
that light, but
let's not start giving each other hand jobs just yet. It was a month.
Yeah, but you know that's means something. Means something to me. I know it means something to my family, so I appreciate it. And everyone else here.
You didn't win an Academy Award. We just got decent ratings for 1 month.
This is our version. This is as close as we're going to get. So
what's Snow Cone so stressed about?
He
over
can't
there?
Get Twitch to work properly because he keeps. He's adding too many things. Now he's added all these things, and every time he turns it on, the computer's... He's trying to stream on YouTube.
Well, let's concentrate on radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what we've been doing. And it's been working.
That's the big money maker.
It's been working.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you make any money, speaking of money?
Last night?
Baseball?
I lost, but I got some on it line today.
Yeah. Well, hey, the Royals won.
They did. That was great. Yeah.
I mean... Sometimes it only takes one run. That's it.
Hey.
And Bobby Witt be the one to...
Yeah, you score one, you win.
Yeah.
You score one, they got to score one. And they weren't able to do it, so...
I just don't understand why people aren't more pumped about this. I feel like everyone should be talking about Royals baseball right now. 10 years ago, they were when this was happening. Everybody, the whole town. What is wrong with this city? Get your act together.
It is funny because I haven't gotten any texts from anybody about the Royals, but like, well, I shouldn't say hundreds. I don't have that many friends, but tens from people I know in Detroit.
Talking about how the Royals are in baseball?
Both of them.
Deciders.
Like, look at that. Yeah. We're going to play them in the ALCS. Right. Let's go.
Right.
Like, they're fired up for both teams.
I know that people will say it's probably a mix of things, the fact that the Chiefs have been so good and Mahomes and all that.
Sure.
But I still blame baseball for making it hard to watch these games.
No, that's
people,
true.
I think there's a lot of people in this city who were extremely excited about the Royals 10 years ago. I think there's a decent number of them who right now, today, don't even know that the Royals are playing. Don't know that they won yesterday. I'm serious. I think it's that drastic of a drop-off.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this, but a decade ago, those summer evenings, taking the dogs for a walk and seeing everybody watching Royals game all summer long. And when you take that away...
No, you're right.
It changes things.
Right. There's not a real connection to the players.
Right. And I had a friend who said... who's kind of, you know, used to be a pretty big baseball fan, I thought, but certainly liked baseball. Not a big sports fan in general, but I'd say that baseball it was probably his favorite, or is his favorite. He asked me the other day, what does Bobby Witt look like?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean, what does he look like? Have you not watched? He's like, well, I haven't seen any of the games. I'm just curious what he loves. I hear about him. I hear him on the radio sometimes, but I've never seen him. I'm like, God, that is crazy. And when you watch the news, like last night, I'm watching the news, and I mean, they've got a quick... You know, post-game interview, but it just seems like everyone, they need like a shot of adrenaline. Everyone. Maybe. Not the team, the fans.
Maybe if they win this series, it'll catch on.
Is that it?
Maybe.
I mean, God, when Salvi hit that...
Okay. Yes!
Wait a second, is that live though, or is that a recap?
That's live.
Oh, it said starting soon. Well, then what are we doing? Let's watch baseball for a minute.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today.
Okay.
Including, I know we've all seen the movie Her and like the movie Her, but I think it's one of Snow Cone's favorites. There's been a lot of
it's
talk.
It's a great
of,
movie. Was that Joaquin Phoenix?
Phoenix and ScarJo?
Yeah, she's the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks good as that little phone thing. I don't know.
Did they ever show her picture?
Well, just, no, she was just that little tablet thing.
You thought the phone was hot?
Well, I mean, the more it talked, the more...
I mean, yeah, I'm not...
Yeah, it starts to get into your head a little bit, but...
Right, she's basically my Kim Sung.
For him, I think she was. They fell in love. That was the whole point of the movie. Spoiler alert. But there's
it's
a pretty...
It's like 10 years old, and nobody's ever watched it.
Hey, if they want to watch it, because we just said, hey, it's a movie that we've all seen, now they're thinking, oh, you know what? I saw that stream, so we're going to add it.
It's her.
And then we just ruin it. They fall in love. That's not actually ruining it.
I think that's... You know that going in, I think.
I think that we're actually living in, like, her time, so to speak... As of
they're
like maybe
close
today,
to it. There are those AI dating apps.
Have you seen the latest? I mean, there's pretty big news today from a very big company, and I saw journalists testing this thing out, and you can download it now. We're basically there. I was curious, though, real quick. Did you end up going to get your Halloween decorations like I told you to? Because you said you didn't go.
I didn't go this morning.
You said you were going to go.
I know.
You're going to make a Home Goods run.
I was all excited to see
what you got.
You know. So Chacho plays football tonight.
Okay.
And then Hero's got baseball practice. And I can't get home to cook him dinner. And yesterday, I just gave him money and said, go get your own dinner or whatever. But I felt kind of bad sending him to fast food or whatever. Okay. So I ended up going to the grocery store. And people are going to be like, it's the same thing. And it is the same thing. But I bought, like, I'm like, this is going to happen a lot. So I bought, like you buy like 15 of those prepared meals, like the salmon and rice,
yeah,
and all those. I was like, hey, there's meals in there, heat them up, you know, the reheat instructions are there,
yeah,
do your thing. So I felt like it was a little bit better than sending him wherever
it is, right. And what's wrong with that? That's not the same as fast food. It's not the same as a bacon cheeseburger and a large fry. It's okay, yeah, especially if you go to Trader Joe's. I mean,
I need to start there.
The parking
lot's
a nightmare.
Burritos and stuff,
but they got so many of those
do
meals
they have
that are
prepared.
Oh, okay. They got lots of stuff, yeah.
I went to Hy-Vee and grabbed like one of each.
Okay, yeah, Trader Joe's I think the place to
stuff?
Go for those things, for, especially the
I'm
refrigerated
start buying
meal
them
stuff.
And, like, and also like, you know, like I have them every day, and there's like five things I can cook. Maybe not on the grill. Like, you know, everything is on the grill.
Yeah.
And then maybe like three or four things. So, and the last couple things I tried were just ass.
Not so good.
No, and I'm like, God damn it.
We recycle every week.
Well, when they were gone for like 5 days in a row, then they come back, and I'd be like, hey, we're having, you know.
Right. It's been a while.
I can make lasagna. Look, I know how to do that. And they're like, oh, your lasagna's great. But now it's like, hey. They're like, we had lasagna yesterday. I'm like, boy, well, what
leftovers.
About salmon? And they're like, okay. Well,
salmon's a big one.
All we eat are.
Which day is salmon day? Salmon and ready rice. Yeah. Like,
that's a good day.
It is not a bad day, right?
It
that's
is.
A fancy day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you how to fall in love with your phone here in just a minute.
Okay.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So, I guess... We're living in the future, man.
Okay.
What a wonderful, wonderful time we live in, as my drug dealer would say. These are great times. Magical times, aren't they? Just wonderful
That's what
times.
Your drug dealer says?
So he said once, and I was thinking, okay. It was a weird thing to say, but it was like the last thing he said to me as I was, you know, saying goodbye. He's like, aren't these great times? Just wonderful times that we live in. Awesome, awesome time to be alive. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I'll close the door behind me then. But
the
future.
Sound like that, too, or is it like... Isn't it a great time to be alive, man?
He doesn't really talk like that.
Come on, man.
Because he's, you know.
One of them does.
It's magical.
Yeah, I definitely have had those drug dealers that talk like that. Aw, man. One sounds exactly like that, although I don't know what happened to him or how he's doing.
I have no idea what he's doing.
I might need to check in on that guy. But, yeah, this guy.
I don't think you ever really need to check in on your drug dealer.
I don't know. Sometimes you invite him into your home.
You're not really friends with him. I think,
you
know, if they
haven't
contacted
you, you feel partially responsible for them, you know, a little bit. Like, I helped get you into this mess.
I think it's a bad idea, just in general.
Yeah.
I think someone could be monitoring that phone. Like, if you haven't heard from him, there's a reason.
Well, no, that's true. I won't be the one to reach out. It's more like, hey, you know, put your ear to the track, Snow Cone. Figure out what happened to that person. I'm just curious. But we do live in magical times. It's the future. We've talked about AI ad nauseum for the last year and a half. Is it 2 years now? Or I can't remember when people started using ChatGPT, if it was the beginning of 2023 or 2022. But either way, it's been a lot. You hear about it a lot. And there's been all this talk about Apple doing their own Apple Intelligence, see that they're rolling out on their new phones, and they've showed those things off in like their commercials, but they keep saying that even with the new phones, you're going to have to wait. It's going to roll out slowly. I haven't actually seen that stuff in use. But, you know, Microsoft owns a big chunk of ChatGPT, okay, and they invested early. And so when ChatGPT started to become commercially available, Microsoft has Pilot and all that, right, which is just the same technology. And they kept saying, we're just going to keep releasing stuff. It's going to be crazy how much stuff is going to be AI-based here in the future. And now they have an app for your phone. They've had the app, the Copilot app for your phone. Okay. It's available right now. It's been available. And now they've updated it. And the whole point is to do all those things that these other companies have talked about. We're going to be able to do this soon. Google, or I say all those other companies, maybe it's just Google and Apple. And they can do that stuff a little bit, but like Siri, you know, from what I can tell, is still pretty much Siri, yeah, waiting for those updates. I am using an older phone, though, so I don't know. But this Copilot stuff is like, it's happening now. And more than, it's one thing to watch them do a demo on, you know, at a press conference or whatever, but to see journalists actually test it out and do reviews and see, all right, let's see if it works as advertised. This Copilot stuff now is crazy because it, to me, sounds, I don't know if we're like close to her or if we're just there.
Microsoft is rolling out an update to its AI companion Copilot. Listen as it answers a question about housewarming gifts.
You could go for something versatile, like a nice set of artisanal teas, a fancy olive oil or a gourmet gift basket with like snacks and treats they can enjoy.
It's designed to be conversational. It says and ah. I gave it a try, asking for help planning a birthday party for my producer, Taylor.
It would be nice to have it kind of interactive, but also professional because she's a coworker.
Got it. How about a cocktail and can this evening?
And also, just like the movies,
I want to learn everything about everything.
If you opt in, you can allow Copilot to learn about you. The company says it's built to be emotionally intelligent. We tested that too, and notice how this time it changes its tone.
I've been really busy and I'm pretty tired and work is a little tough today.
That sounds like a lot. If you need to unload, I'm here to listen.
What do you think I should do?
Well, there are a few ways to tackle this.
But the technology will soon go far beyond that. Microsoft says Copilot will eventually be able to act on your behalf, managing your schedule, or accompanying you to the doctor and taking notes. They're even developing something called Think Deeper, allowing the AI to weigh in on major life decisions.
I think more and more.
Well, I mean, look, it already can weigh in.
Do you have that app?
Yeah, I have the app.
I don't have it.
You should download it.
Just download the
Copilot app. I haven't hit any type of wall yet where it's asked me to pay for it. Like, I know Brooke doesn't. She's used.
Did you opt in for the?
I have not yet. She's been. I mean, on my computer, I am because I'm logged in on my computer. So Copilot on my computer already knows every question I've asked it, and it knows a lot of what's going on my computer. And Brooke has been using ChatGPT a ton, like daily, multiple times a day since it became available to the public.
I use ChatGPT like I use Google, but I haven't used Copilot.
Well, it's the same, you know,
I'm just saying, I haven't been until you saw this. I just have kind of been stuck on ChatGPT, like, hey, when's the last time a quarterback went 18 for 18?
Right, kind of those Alexa-type
like
questions.
Google, kind of.
Yep. Well, so Brooke, the other day, I got home and she was showing me this conversation that she'd had with Copilot, ChatGPT, whichever, I'm not sure. But it's making references to stuff that she's talked about over a year ago. So it knows about her family. It knows like, oh yeah, I remember when you told me that she was getting a new job. And, you know, and this is like old stuff. And so it's got those reference points because she's allowed it to know who she is and continue to learn about her.
Right.
It now knows everything about her that she's told it for the last however long. And it can call up those things and say, well, you know, how's she doing? I know that job a year and a half ago was tough for her. Dude, it's crazy. So now what you're doing is adding this actual voice, which you've had other companies, these third-party companies doing the faces, the animated faces where you can talk to. It's usually powered by ChatGPT.
Right.
And, like, I tried that one. I think we all downloaded the Redhead on our phone when that came out.
Yeah, of course.
Like a year ago. And it's pretty good. I mean, you could ask it questions, but it was still that kind of robotic ChatGPT answer.
Well, it told me her favorite song was Aerosmith, so I broke up with her.
Oh, that's right. That was your breaking point, was the Aerosmith thing. I know that I asked it like to make decisions, kind of hypothetical decisions, and said, well, I'm thinking about this or this. And it would weigh in on those things. But now with the new Copilot, It's supposedly going to not only weigh in on things, but it'll weigh in on, like they were saying, heavy decisions in life, and it knows how to change its tone when you're talking to it. So if you just say, I'm having a bad day, I need someone to talk to, it just sits there and talks to you. And the more polite to it you are, the more polite it is back. So if you're overly polite and say, I really appreciate all your help, blah, 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 it does it back. So we're there. I mean, this is the beginning. This is it. You can choose the voice. Won't take long for guys to choose
the girl.
Voices that sound like Scarlett Johansson, right? And I can't imagine it will take too terribly long before some people start interacting with this as if it is a companion, a close right. friend, someone that they talk to more than anyone else. And is that good or is it bad? You've got people who say this could combat loneliness, especially people who have money invested in AI.
Help you get the doctor.
Then you have other people saying that this could increase loneliness. I help isolate people because they feel like they are interacting with someone when they're interacting with a computer. And so now they'll just isolate themselves further because they've already got this other person that they can talk to. You've got a question that you normally would have asked your mom or dad or your brother or sister. Now you just ask Copilot and you become more cut off. I'm
trying to get Copilot right now.
I like it. Yeah, well, give it a shot. I mean, you can start dating this thing pretty soon. I don't have a problem with it.
I would take my credit card number. I would start dating it now.
I don't have a problem with it knowing about me. If it will do things like, here's what they're advertising, and this would be great if I say, hey, I need you to get, like I have dogs, right? I need you to get all my dogs, or both of my dogs, vaccine records, and I need you to send them over to the doggy daycare place. Right. And I need you to schedule them.
That would be good.
And it will be able to, Microsoft is saying, yeah, it'll be able to do that for you. Remember when Gmail first really became a thing and that first time you had a flight and Google reminded you? You never told Google about this flight, you didn't think. And that very first time it said, hey, Lazo, you've got a flight.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Wait, what? It's like, oh, it's reading your email because you're allowing it to read your email. This is like that on steroids, though, right? If I can ask it to start doing that stuff for me, my mom, yesterday,
can't wait till Cam Soda comes up with it.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. I mean, Cam Soda, those are real people on the other end. You just want the AI to become an animated cam person? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
To look realistic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'll have to be like really good CGI.
Talk to me and do sexy time.
So like the girls that were working at Cans, at Huge Cans.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay, gotcha.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
The news, my man. We got to do the news coming up here in just a little bit. How's your team doing, by the way? It's on commercial break. It looked like there was, you know, close. I didn't actually see. I think last I looked, it was still nothing. Are the Tigers supposed to win the series?
No.
They're not supposed to win the series?
No, the Tigers are the sixth seed.
Has Houston just been pretty good for the last, like, 15 years now? They went from always being bad, from never being good, right? I mean, I don't know. Had they ever been good before that?
Well, yeah.
I do remember watching that documentary, and they were like, they kind of talked about how Houston was the, like, the laughing stock that the people
they
just
weren't
felt,
good. They were, yeah.
It was like, we want to turn this team around. Well, they
they're
did.
Like us, you know, good for a little bit and bad for a long time.
Okay.
I
mean, feels like this has been a long run. That doesn't usually happen in baseball, does it? Unless it's the Yankees, maybe.
Yankees,
and you got some superstars.
Cardinals are usually pretty good.
That's true. They're consistently
Dodgers,
competitive.
So
for like a 10 or 15 years, it just seems like they've stuck around for a while. Anyhow, we got to talk about the debate. No, because the Tigers just decided, in August? They're like, you know what? We're going to try.
Yeah.
And they did a good job trying. But they won't beat the Royals. Let's just wait till we get there. The debate was last night. I know you guys already watched it. Can't wait to get your opinions on that. Big news for people who fly a lot. You don't fly a lot, do you?
I hate flying.
I'm
scared of it, just because it's. I'm not scared at all. It's just a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
From getting up in the morning to going to the airport to getting on the goddamn plane to.
Right.
Like, none of it's fun.
Like, hey, this 8-hour drive would only be a 45-minute flight. Yeah, except that I got to wake up like 2.5 hours before this thing, drive almost an hour, 45 minutes to the airport. Right. I'm supposed to get there an hour before the flight takes off. Then when I get there, I got to wait for my stuff if I want to bring any stuff.
I'm just jammed in the seat. Stuff. Like, there's nothing
it's uncomfortable.
Fun about it.
No, it's
I don't have to do it, I won't.
I haven't done it much lately. Hell, I guess maybe the last time a couple of years ago. But I know a lot of people fly, and I guess if you fly, there's big news. Also, World War III seems to be kicking off, so we can mention that. I mean, I don't think it trumps baseball playoffs, but we can mention it. We'll do the news coming up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Well, that big old VP debate last night. That was all anybody was talking about. Snow Cone watched from beginning to end. Snow Cone watched the pregame, the
Why
postgame.
Why did that guy say he was friends with school shooters?
The whole thing.
I didn't get that. He misspoke, I'm hoping.
He did.
Didn't he also say that he was at Tiananmen Square and somebody said that that's not true?
Something like that.
I didn't watch it. It wasn't something that crossed my mind at all. Right. Actually, I did see when I went to Max to watch my true crime shows, you know, it said election coverage, whatever, and showed the two of them. And I was like, oh, dude, I want to watch that. Why would I do that?
You are first.
Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, the folks who missed Dancing with Their Stars, and Taylor Swift.
Senator Vance.
What? The most incredible people anywhere in the world.
Thank you both for participating in the only vice presidential debate of this election cycle.
You get the basic idea from that, right?
Okay,
should be good. I see polling.
What did he say again? Who was that? That was J.D. Vance?
Bernie Sanders.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, yeah. Okay. And somebody else there. I don't know. Who cares? No one will remember tomorrow. Nice. The big airplane news, because I told you there's big news for people who fly. You know, these movers and shakers, these business types, they fly for work, or maybe they get paid so much at work that they fly for fun, and they fly often, they take vacations, and they put the whole family on an airplane. Those are the main reasons I would think people fly. I don't fly a lot. Didn't fly until I think the first time I ever went on an airplane, I was like maybe 17 with my parents. And then I didn't fly again until I was in my 20s. But then we did fly sometimes, places for work, and radio, a few times. And then, of course, we lived in Seattle for a while, so
I had to fly
a little bit then. But, man, I hate flying. Now, anytime there's an option.
I'd rather drive.
Even though we go to South Florida about once a year. Usually
you drive that. No, I would fly that. That's too far.
Sometimes we fly it, and sometimes
Anything over 8 hours, and I'll fly.
What ends up happening is we drive it, and I go, why do we do that? That's two full days of driving. Mm-hmm. So next time, we're flying. Then we fly the next year.
You're like, this
then
sucks.
The year after, I'm like, let's just drive. It wasn't really that bad. What we did, you know, even though, like, last time, I think, we couldn't fly direct to where we needed to go, so we flew to Orlando and then drove the rest of the way, it still felt like we flew there, essentially.
Whatever. I was going to derail this conversation, but that is a real thing. I know it's your fiancé, and you're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But being in the car with someone for two full days... I think that is a stressor that most couples don't need. One, you do not look your best.
Right.
I'm saying for both of you, right? And, you know, you're human, so there's just, you know, odd, gross things about you, whatever. You know, and you're sitting in the car. There's just, like, too much. Like, and then, like, we're just sitting there together the whole time, like, talking. Like, it's too much. Like, you can't leave.
No.
Now you can't leave. It's like, I want to get out of this car and just get away from you for a little bit, but you can't.
No.
I think that's...
You use that stop to use the restroom.
Right, and then you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
She's in there crapping.
I've heard of people breaking up because of road trips, for sure. I remember when
it's just too much. Like, it's too much time in a really alone. Small, confined area.
We usually just listen to podcasts. But even that, you know, there is, like, if someone wants to listen to music, well, now it's like, oh, I'm sick of listening to music, even if we basically like the exact same stuff. But still, you're just, like you say, next to each other for two full days. I know someone whose relationship ended because of a road trip. And I've heard of others. I remember when I was younger, somebody said, you never take your significant other on a float trip with you. Which I know you're from Michigan, so float trips weren't necessarily a standard thing that everybody did. But in Missouri, well, no, because I remember hearing Brad Pitt in an interview say that when he got to California, he was shocked that people were like, what kind of float trips?
Okay.
What do you mean?
All right,
yeah. And he found out it was really kind of a Missouri, Arkansas, whatever, Midwest thing. But I heard you're never supposed to take one with someone you're dating, significant other, whatever. And I didn't understand that. I went with someone that I was dating on a float trip, and we broke up over it. Now you're confined in a canoe, or whatever, this little boat, just the two of you. And someone is controlling this vessel. So the person who's not controlling it inevitably is like, quit. What are you doing? Right. Also,
you're drinking.
You're drinking if you're on a float trip, right? Yeah. And you're out in the sun and everything else. So I would say that might be the worst, and people had warned
me. But at least you can walk away. Stuck in the car somewhere in middle Tennessee.
Right, but when you're in that canoe, you can't really walk away because you're just stuck floating down the river. Something? I mean, I guess you could swim alongside the boat, but you're still just right there with them, and now they're, you know, I get what you're saying, though. It's a long time to be in the car with someone. Brooks sleeps a ton. I can't really sleep when I drive, so. But
that saves me. Even with, you know, they're my kids.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, I'm going to sleep. I'm like, sweet.
Right. If someone can sleep, then that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, super easy.
Once we have autonomous cars, I think I'll be able to sleep. Right now, I can't fall asleep in a car. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I usually really don't want to be the passenger anyway. So I'd rather drive. Yeah, I like being behind the wheel. I like being in control. And it works out because Brooke doesn't like to drive, so it's fine. But one of the things that I guess people complain about on airplanes is the lack of Wi-Fi or the cost for Wi-Fi. They can't go a couple hours without Wi-Fi. And look, if they're big movers and shakers, business people on these business trips, maybe they really need access to that Wi-Fi. But we have Starlink now because of SpaceX, Elon. Whatever, and Elon. So now United Airlines has said we're going to start rolling it out next year, and it will be free.
I never commit to be doing anything while I'm on an airplane because you just never know if it's going to be reliable or not.
But now airlines are racing to upgrade their Wi-Fi technology. United Airlines planning to roll out Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet service across its entire fleet beginning in 2025. And with one big bonus.
Did we mention it's free?
It's free. There you go.
Oh, nice.
That's great. You know, back in my day, you used to have to download a couple episodes on your
baseball
tablet.
I'm still watching baseball. I'm listening, though. I'm listening, I promise.
Snoko knows what I'm talking about. You download, you know, however many episodes you need.
Just to be safe.
Well, yeah, you have to because right now we still don't have that Starlink. But now these kids are going to be getting on airplanes. They're never going to be anywhere without internet. They're just going to have internet everywhere. They'll have internet in the streets, internet in the sky.
These damn kids.
They don't know what it's like to download.
It's like the struggle.
It's part of the fun. The night before you leave, you get on there and say, what movies and shows should I download? And back in my day, you might only have 32 gigabyte device there, so you're limited to how many episodes you can download, and it's going to take you a while because internet was slow. Travis Kelce,
I remember when you had to bring books.
Books to what?
To read on the plane.
Oh, I've seen that in movies.
Yeah,
in other movies.
Magazines.
People reading on airplanes. I've seen that. Yeah. Didn't they sell books on the airplane? Or at the airplane factory? Well, the airport?
Magazine stores. I think they still have them.
Oh, really? Do they? I didn't know if anybody still
did
that.
I think there's still stores at the airport, isn't there?
Yeah, there's stores, yeah.
They sell like Rolling Stone or something. The only place you really see magazines anymore?
Maybe. That's a good point.
I think so.
Maybe that's why those things. Maybe that's why they still print paperbacks is so that people can read them on airplanes.
I thought you were a big magazine book guy.
I used to get magazines for a long time.
Books.
I have books at the
like
a couple
a
books at the house.
Guy.
Yeah, I do like going to the library.
You're
I don't
based on
I don't
these
know
paper
that ever...
things. You're the one who loves it, not me. I'm just saying you used to have to do it. You're the one who still does it. I don't want to do it.
I'm just saying on airplane.
I think they should destroy all libraries.
I don't think I've carried books with me on airplane.
Worthless buildings.
You've got to
turn them into shower facilities, like homeless truck stops. You know.
Oh my God. You have to prioritize when you're traveling. So carrying a big book that takes up too much space.
Talk about libraries.
Don't go roll his eyes. Don't say I'm the one that rolled my eyes.
On the library topic.
The sacred institution of the Dewey Decimal System.
I can't stand you.
You know what they did? They did in Chicago. They opened up a new library. Now, this, Laszlo, you might think is kind of cool. It's a tool.
I'm going to doubt
it. No, it's a tool library. So for guys who aren't handy, guys and gals who aren't handy, and you're trying to fix something, and you don't have a set of tools at your house, and you're like, this thing says I need a guy. You can go to this place and just borrow the tools and then bring them back. That's not bad.
That's a very loose use of the word tool or library.
Well, they called it a tool library.
Yeah, I get it, but it's just a place where you can rent tools.
No. It's free. It's not a tool. Rental place. Those have already existed. You borrow them. You borrow them just like you'd borrow a book at the library.
From your neighbor or whatever.
At this building, they built one in Chicago. I thought, that's kind of an interesting idea.
Well, how do they get paid?
I don't know. I assume that it's sponsored by some sort of government funds, just like the library.
Right.
Like the city must have voted or whatever, and we'll allocate some money so that people can have access to the stuff in case they need it.
Yeah, it's not a business, right?
I don't think so. I think it's just like a
city-run
thing. A city-run thing.
Cool.
Well, I think, you know.
I mean, it's not saying that it's not cool, but what are the amount of people who are going in there to grab a screwdriver?
Never been.
It just seems like, you know, a screwdriver is like $2.
Well, but you might need like a table saw or something.
Yeah, like a table saw or something.
Or drill or whatever. You don't have it. You're like, God damn it. So, and you don't have the money to hire someone to come do it.
I feel like people are, all right.
So, look, maybe you don't have the money to go to Harbor Freight. You just need this tool this one time. You just got to get this job done.
Just got to get this table saw?
Well, or, you know, if you got
load it, loose,
you borrow it for a week to, you know,
yeah, come home and cut some boards for your deck because they've rotted out. I need
and the government that, so. Thought this is what we need?
I don't know who thought it, okay?
Well, you're saying it's a government sponsored story program, about it.
I assumed.
So
I don't actually know who's
the government's
that.
Like, you know what the people need?
I don't know.
Is access to a table saw.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the details. I just saw that they
want
this thing
that?
In Chicago.
Cool. There's a lot of things we need access to. I don't know that we need table saws.
Some people are poor, and I don't know if table saws are
I understand that, but I think poor
menu.
People could be like, hey, what about put other stuff in this building, like food?
Well, they do that, too. There's other groups that do that.
So I know, but, you know, just seems like, I don't know. You know, it seems like an odd thing for the government to want to give people
well,
table
it could be some private organization, some private charity group.
Could be
that,
city. Or
could be, yeah, some private charity group that came up with this idea. I don't know who's funding it.
It wouldn't be the tool company.
I shouldn't have even brought
that
it wouldn't be them. It wouldn't be Harbor Freight. That's
you wouldn't
for sure.
think it'd be Home Depot.
No, I don't think
unless they're
them.
Just trying to give you a little taste of what you
what
can,
it's like what, to have actual
what it's
tools.
Like, yeah, what,
now you know. Your old mower sucks.
You need to go electric. You're coming in here all the time.
But you're at your limit. So, you know what? You got to bring it back. You've got late fees.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to finish the news coming up. We got another tragic passing. Memoriam.
I got to take a break. I'm going to run the library and get myself a jackhammer.
Yeah, you're going to go check out the tool library. I do think the closest one might be in Chicago. Oh, idiots, I just brought it up. That's all. I just brought it up.
Not you.
Okay, well, you're looking at us when you say idiots. Kelsey's in the news again. We got to talk about him. Oh, also someone else that you can't sue because you agreed not to sue them. I don't know if you guys already saw the story. Remember the Disney guy?
They got cranes in that bitch?
I don't know. Ooh. I'll look it up. I'll see what they got.
I could build a pool. And maybe a cement mixer?
I think
that's all I need, isn't it?
You don't need a cement mixer. Just get a bunch of Quikrete and do it by hand. That'll take a while.
I don't know what that is.
But just the concrete that you buy at the hardware store.
Oh, do they have that
water.
There? I don't want to buy it. I want to rent it.
Well, I don't know about stuff like that. I don't know that they have that, but yeah. Maybe you could get someone to donate it to you. You come up with a sob story. Your kids need a pool. Build the man a pool.
Is it all, are all the tools, how do you find them?
I don't know. For the Dewey Decimal System, I don't know. I don't think so.
That'd be cool.
I didn't look, like I said, I didn't look too much into it. If you want me to, I will. I just saw a few weeks ago they'd launched this place in Chicago and heard some people had used it and liked it. That was it. That's all I know. So, coming up, we'll finish the news. Oh, and we got to talk about Diddy. I know there was a breaking news yesterday when we were on the air, but, oh boy, this
can we
story.
Go to the Diddy Library?
You might be able to soon. I'll explain coming up.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Mr. Right. Huge Crank.
Yeah. You can come check out at the Crank Library. If you don't have one at home, you can borrow it. Travis Kelce. He's a football player, but he's more than that. He's a huge celebrity. He's dating the biggest celebrity in the world. Yeah. You're one of those people, huh?
Yeah. No.
He's got that show on FX, whatever that scary thing is called, the Ryan Murphy thing. And yeah, we talked about it. I don't know, played a clip. But I think it's out now, like the first couple episodes, at least, or out first few episodes. And now he's got this other show on Prime, right on Amazon, the Are You Smarter Than? Looks like there's a bunch of celebrities, but Kelsey's the host. Looks like he's going to be pretty good at it.
You're an offensive player.
Yes,
correct?
That's me, yeah.
And I'm an offensive comedian.
Every Wednesday, get your head.
I'm proud of you.
In the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
Oh, man.
If only Koberger had learned the same. Hey, is it too much, Kels, in all honesty? Like, are people getting Kels fatigue here?
It's a lot. And his brother, too.
Oh, but there's so much more Travis.
Oh, yeah. His brother's good.
His brother
I'm
seems
not saying he's bad, but his brother's good.
He's always kind of in his zone.
I'm just meaning both of them together. There's so much Kelce.
Yeah, but just Travis. If you just focus on Travis. There's a lot. I probably thought, there was a time when I would have thought, no one will get bigger than Gronk. Personality-wise, celebrity-wise, it's like a tight end, like some white guy.
Sure. Oh, yeah, no, Travis
Kelce. And
Kelce's
it didn't take long. And not only is he this huge celebrity, but the fact that he's dating a huge celebrity. Are there rumors, by the way, that stuff is going on with the two of them since
she hasn't shown up to the games?
Yeah.
And then I think the second game was like the day after that contract was supposed to be. Remember that contract we talked about?
The thing that leaked.
Yeah, they said they were going to break up, and this is how they were going to handle it.
I haven't seen those rumors, so I was curious if you guys have seen them. I know sometimes Snowcone scrolls through those Reddit subs and tries to see what's going on with...
There's just always rumors.
The Taylor Swift fans who hate them are something else. I saw one the other day that said...
And they just like show a picture of it, and they're like, how gross, like, she's dancing. And like they're like, you know... I mean, she looks fine. She's
Taylor?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but they'll show pictures of her and be like, oh, look at this moment. You know, what is she doing? She dances horribly. I'm like, all right.
Oh, so these are people that don't like her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just over and over and over again.
I see some of the fans that love her. Some of them love Travis, too, but some of them don't. I saw one the other day that said, even if you don't hate Travis, you have to admit... he has gotten way worse looking over time. And I was thinking, wait, what? I'm just going to go back and look at pictures of him from his rookie year and go up until today. Maybe they don't like the mustache? I don't know. Did I mention, since we're doing the news, did I mention World War III looks like
no getting started over there? What about Kelce?
That's what I feel like. Well, that's why I led with Kelce. I feel like that's a bigger deal. But, you know, Iran shot a bunch of missiles at... Iran, they shot a bunch of missiles at Israel, and they say these were bus-sized missiles. I think they shot something like 200 of them. Only a few of them made it through those Star Wars defenses. Actually, I heard only one guy died, and did you see the video, Snowcone?
I did.
There's a video circulating that it purports to be the guy that died, a Palestinian guy who got hit by... if you watch the news, they say falling debris. If you watch the video, it's a rocket that's
so
falling.
Apparently the Iron Dome didn't fail. It was that... when those rockets are launched, they determine where they're going to land. And if it's any place with civilians or there's going to be casualties, they will shoot a rocket and intercept it.
Mm-hmm.
They say those are like 50,000 each. And so if they find out it's going to be somewhere that's no civilians, no casualties, they let them go.
Okay, well, but that rocket looked like it had been shot. And it was a piece of it falling to the ground. I mean, it literally looked like something out of, I hate to... diminish it, but it almost looked like something out of a cartoon. If you saw the same video that I did, it was a rocket.
I just saw the videos of like the rockets hitting.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this guy dying. They were saying that only one person had died, and it was a Palestinian man who was killed by falling rubble. But then I saw this video making the rounds, and it looks like a missile that's just plump, just fell out of the sky, like it had been shot. And
as Israel assesses the damage this morning from Iran's biggest attack ever against the country, one thing is clear. It could have been so much worse. Iran launched around 200 bus-sized missiles at Israel. Most were shot down by Israeli and American air defenses. A few slipped through the net. But despite all the Iranian firepower, only one person was killed, a Palestinian man, a victim of falling debris near the Jordanian border.
Okay, so look, am I losing sleep over this? Yeah, probably a little bit, but I'm a worrier.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, no, this guy.
Yesterday, when the White House said it was going
to
happen.
I came in and talked to him, like, you okay, man?
Yeah, yesterday was not great. Well, the White House put out that statement yesterday morning or whenever it was. I saw it yesterday morning saying, hey, Iran's planning on shooting missiles at Israel. I was like, oh my God, I can't.
Just every time I see it, I'm always like, huh, I was already there. I don't have to go back.
Can't we all just get along? Come on, guys, it's baseball playoffs. Like, focus on other things. There's got to be some common ground here, things that we can agree on. Does it make you nervous, Snowcone?
Yeah, man.
Because you're the type that listens to, like, you listen to that podcast about America going
about?
To Civil War. Like war.
World
you know,
War III.
A war.
But you don't think people are coming here, right?
Well, no. But I can still be worried
like
about
troops
it.
Walking down the street here?
Yeah.
No. But
you don't think your life will change at all?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. That's my fear.
What's going
to
happen?
Well, like if the world went to war and I saw what happened with COVID and there were shortages and stuff. What if the world went to war and there were problems? Like you couldn't get stuff. People,
but you're not worried
companies
about
went out
like
of business,
someone coming
you lose
over
your job.
Taking over the country.
No, not worried about like Red Dawn, like someone walking down the street with a gun. I mean,
you'll
if that happens,
the
I'll shoot them.
COVID, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the idea of like countries exchanging nuclear arsenals, that scares me. That doesn't scare you?
Nukes get involved.
I'm not scared at all.
Oh,
like, I could not be less worried.
You've got kids. Aren't you
to
worried
be fair,
about the
you won't worry
world?
About COVID.
It's true. Well, that is true.
Not only just not worried, but just said, like, it's not coming
said it's
here.
It's not coming here.
Yeah, well, yeah, so. I mean, but, you know, looking back on it, I was on the right side.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
A couple got into, they got in an Uber. The Uber driver ran a red light. The car got smashed into. They were injured. The wife was injured, I think, worse than the husband. They said, you know what, we're going to go sue Uber now, obviously, because this Uber driver ran a red light, and we've got injuries here, and it's costing us a bunch of money. And Uber said, you can't sue us. You agreed to those terms and conditions, and it says right in there, just like that Disney story from a couple months ago where the guy wanted to sue Disney because his wife died at the theme park, and like, no, you got Disney Plus, and when you signed up for Disney Plus, you agreed not to sue Disney, although Disney did change their tune later after that story. You know, yeah, just because I think it was bad press. They're like, oh.
Because he was asking for like $50,000.
He wasn't asking for anything. His wife died. Yeah. But in this instance, they're saying, yeah, no, you can't sue Uber. Now, the parents, though, or the couple here is saying, hey, we didn't actually agree to the latest terms. Our daughter did. She's not even an adult, and she did it when she was ordering some Uber Eats to get a pizza delivered. So how legally binding can these things really be?
Georgia and her husband, John McGinty, were in an Uber on the way home from dinner. The accident happened in an instant.
We went right through the light, and there was a loud bang.
Their driver ran a red light. The couple suffered multiple broken bones. Georgia had internal injuries after the crash. The couple wants to sue Uber, but the New Jersey Superior Court recently ruled they can't because Georgia agreed to the company's terms of service, which includes something called an arbitration provision, waiving the right to a trial by jury in the case of an accident. But the McGinty say Georgia didn't agree to the terms of use for the most recent update. It was her 12-year-old daughter using her mom's Uber Eats account.
I think she was ordering a pizza delivery. Yeah.
Okay, so your daughter signed up for the most recent ones, but that's a little misleading because you're acting like this arbitration thing was only in the most recent agreement, which it sounds to me like it was not, because Uber came back and said, yeah, well, even if your daughter did accept the most recent ones when she ordered that pizza, you accepted them several times before, and in those agreements, you agreed not to sue us. Sorry, that's the way the world works. You can't sue companies that don't really exist. You, if you got in an accident in Uber and the person drove a red light or ran a red light, you would think right afterwards, like, I'll probably sue them. I'll see if I can get some money out of them because I got a bunch of bills I got to pay.
You would think.
Yeah. And then if somebody, if your lawyer comes up and says you can't sue Uber because of this thing, well, that's when I give up. I mean, this couple's still fighting. They're trying to make a big case and make a spectacle. I guess
it feels like if you were in like a Greyhound and they ran a red light, it feels like you could sue them, but maybe they'd be like, when you bought this ticket.
No, because if it's driver error or pilot error, like in an airplane, I think you can sue
an airplane.
Yeah. You can sue for all kinds of things. This whole idea that every time you click accept terms, you're doing it basically daily, if not daily. I've probably done it today when I opened the gambling app. I'm sure I agreed to some more terms there of some sort. At some point, they're going to have to say, like, look, obviously no one reads these things.
Right.
How binding? You have to stop making these things so long.
They have to say they're not binding.
They're not binding. They're too long, and just clicking a box that, like, you know, this couple said, their 12-year-old
can do. It doesn't seem how much they could be, because you could say, well, I didn't click that box.
Right.
Well, who did?
Right.
Well, I don't know.
No, and that's what they did. They said, well, our daughter did it, and she's not an adult. She can't agree to those terms or whatever. It does seem kind of ridiculous. And, boy, it seems like a lot of people have died.
Mike's got that.
A lot of people died in the last couple of weeks, but John Amos from Good Times died
at 84.
Oh, yeah,
I thought he was dead already.
You did?
I mean, I like that dude a lot, but
He was like the TV dad.
He was a tough guy, man.
Old enough to remember when he died in the show, that was like an iconic moment when Florida starts screaming. And, of course, if you're old enough, a lot of people right now might be like, oh, which one's that? It's Dynamite!
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big show in the 70s, but if you were a kid in the 80s or 90s, you should have seen reruns of it. I obviously wasn't watching it when it came out, but I saw the reruns, and I watched it a lot. I liked Good Times, but he passed me.
How you gonna know where I'm at if you ain't been where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from?
It was the first sitcom to center on an African-American family, and for many, John Amos's father figure was the symbol of black fatherhood in America.
Young men of every ethnicity imaginable in the world, they come up and say, you're the dad I never had.
He left the show after 3 years amid controversy over the show's storyline, his TV death among the most profound television moments of the 70s.
Damn, damn, damn!
That's when Florida finds out that he died in a car accident. I think he was on a business trip. But he left the show. He actually got fired from the show. They said that he left the show, and then later he admitted that he got fired from the show. He was upset that they wanted Walker to keep working Dynamite at least once an episode. And so Amos was like, man, this show it's a good show. We need to not force these dumb jokes in here and make it so stupid. He put up a fight, and he said, I watched an interview with him where he said, you know what? I thought I was really important. I thought they wouldn't do the show without me, and they fired me. So it's a good lesson in life.
Maybe you've covered this, and I was looking at his filmography and didn't hear it. He died August 21st.
Oh, it does say that he died August 21st. Why does it say that? Why is everyone talking about it today? They didn't know.
Amos died of congestive heart failure in Los Angeles on August 21st, 2024, at the age of 84. His death was not announced until October 1st, 2024.
Hmm.
His daughter, Shannon, did not know that he had died until it was reported by the media.
Oh, wow. I saw multiple things about him this morning. There were a bunch of tributes to him. I did not hear anyone mention that they were just finding out. I guess I just assumed, because I saw it everywhere, that he had just died. They said he's dead at 84. Yeah, there you go. But that whole lesson of like, hey, they won't do this show without me, that is a good lesson. You're never as important as you think you are. I mean, maybe some people, maybe Bezos, but most of us, not as important as we think you are. They'll do the show without you.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. So, are you excited? I know it's playoff baseball. Yes, that's very exciting.
We're not supposed to be excited.
And then it's October. This whole trend of adults getting more and more into Halloween. It's not just us. It's become a huge thing. I was reading about it this morning. Now there's a name for it now. It's called Adult-a-ween. I really noticed like a couple years ago, maybe it's been like 5 years, I just remember thinking with streaming and all the different streaming services, you have access to so many movies, and I thought, man, there's a lot of scary movies I'd like to watch. It's October. I should watch these. I've got them sitting on lists forever on different platforms.
Sure.
So I'll start watching them. And then it became like, I'm going to try and watch a scary movie a night throughout October. And well, the last few years, I almost have. There might be a night where I miss one. No, I'm starting tonight. I was going to start last night.
Is it October 1st now?
Today's the 2nd.
Oh, well, you're going to start it.
I know. Last night, I ended up doing, I had a choice fatigue. And I was putting together all these lists. And by the time I get done adding all these movies to my list, I was like, it's too late to start a goddamn movie now. I literally spent like 3 hours doing it.
You didn't keep up with it.
I was thinking scary movies.
The first day.
I was watching a lot of trailers.
Like the person says, like, you know, I'm going to quit drinking, and has a drink.
Well, but I did watch some scary movies a couple days early this year. I've started to get in the Halloween spirit like in September.
Yeah, you still didn't do it October 1st.
No, I was getting my list together, but I still will watch a lot of scary movies.
Okay, but you didn't do it every day, every month.
But I'm not the only one who's doing this, is my point. Apparently, it's become very popular. And I told you I went and got decorations. I ended up spending money that I didn't really need to spend on stuff that I obviously don't need, Halloween stuff, which just like a few years ago, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I never thought, man, I wish I had more Halloween stuff around the house. I knew people decorated their yards. Yeah. My brother suddenly got really into it, but I didn't have a lot of Halloween stuff in my house, and it wasn't something that I even thought about. I don't know if you always, like with kids, do they always put stuff up?
Yeah.
But then it's become almost like decorating for Christmas now. I think my mom would decorate when I was a kid. It was like fall. You know, it was like turkeys, Thanksgiving stuff, the leaves.
They do that after October.
Yeah, and it's like, that stuff's okay, but Halloween, that's where it's at. It's so much more fun. And if you go to the store, which you said you were going to go to.
I know, I made a mistake.
It's like infinite choice.
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Every single thing that you can think of. The weird thing is, though, even though I love it, and even though I like watching scary movies throughout the month, and it's now become like maybe my favorite time of year right after Christmas, I still don't get dressed up for Halloween. Last year, I talked about it. But I didn't do it.
No.
We talked about getting dressed up. I guess we were going to answer the door to trick-or-treaters.
You and your fiance?
I don't know if she agreed to it. Maybe I just said I would do it. But
what
I didn't do it.
What did you get dressed up as?
I don't remember. I think I just said, like, I should stop being such a Scrooge. Obviously, I love Halloween. I should get dressed up. But even in the past, like working in radio, when we would do Halloween events.
That's for kids.
We did, like, costume-themed concerts and parties and stuff like that. And it would be filled with adults dressed up. We never dressed up. And
I think Snow Cone likes to dress up.
Do you get dressed up for Halloween?
I dress up when I go trick-or-treating with Bomb Pop.
What do you dress up as?
Last year I was a ninja.
Hmm.
And he was Loki.
He was stuck between if he wanted to be a ninja or Loki, and he decided Loki, so then I had to be the ninja.
Why?
That's what he wanted me to be.
Oh, he said you're going to be a ninja?
Well, yeah, I dressed up with him, and he gets to decide what I'm going to be.
Huh. I don't think my parents ever dressed up to go trick-or-treating.
This year he's going to be his little best friend slash girlfriend is Cinderella, so he's going to be Prince Charming.
Hmm.
I'm very excited.
What did he tell you to dress up as?
He hasn't told me.
A bitch.
Yet. He has not told me yet.
Hey, Dad, why don't you dress up like a bitch?
Yeah, dress up like a mermaid.
Oh, God, I hope he doesn't choose me.
And then someone's like, oh, that's easy. I've already got the costume.
Did your mom dress up with you when you were a kid to go trick or treating?
No.
Yeah, she dressed up with me, but it ain't necessarily Halloween.
I don't think my parents dressed up for Halloween. Oh, no, my dad did dress up. I totally forgot. My dad had a clown outfit. And he owned this thing for some reason. It wasn't for me. But he had the rainbow afro, the big shoes, the pants. It was this whole thing. I think my mom made him dress up for some church thing.
You can't erase that memory.
He became the clown every year. Well,
my
brothers would remember it better than me. I just remember seeing the costume more than anything because it was a legitimate, like, Bozo the Clown level costume. Everything he needed, the nose, all that stuff was there. And
did you guys have a crawl space?
He got dressed up. We had a basement. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he wasn't an evil clown. Back then, there were still some clowns pretending to be happy. I don't think it was until the 90s that everyone decided clowns aren't fun. I mean, Lazo hates clowns. And when he used to say that, I think there was a thought of, like, that's one of my weird things. I don't like clowns. Nobody likes clowns.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I hate them. It freaked me out.
I didn't really know that either when you first said it 20-some years ago.
Right.
But now it's pretty clear that people under a certain age all dislike clowns. If you took your kids to a birthday party and the parents of this other kid hired a clown, that would be extremely abnormal, right? That doesn't happen anymore,
does it? I don't
think
there's a lot of clowns.
There's no birthday party clowns that you can
hire. Remember that trend where there were just clowns standing on the side of the road?
Yeah, but that was, we think that was,
what the hell was that?
Wasn't that maybe underground marketing for It? Wasn't that part of it?
I thought maybe, but then they said no, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but I know, like, in the movies, the kids used to have clowns at birthday parties, but I liked Bozo the Clown when I was a kid because we had WGN or whatever. But I think most people now think of clowns as being evil. My dad was a friendly clown, snow cone, not a Pennywise type clown. Will you buy Halloween candy and hand it out on Halloween night?
Pop.
Well, right. Okay. But
I'm
the
pop guy.
You hand out stuff on that.
Put pop out there.
You don't turn off the lights. Oh, that's right. But you put it out. You don't answer the door. You set it out there, and you put the sign.
Pops and fireball shots, right?
Yeah.
Right here for the adults.
So if you're 21 or over, reach in here. And if you're under 21, then you can have one of these Shastas.
Yeah. I mean, how do you make sure they're not grabbing
fire? He can't. There's no way he can make sure.
You're not sitting out there. I know
you're not. He's not. He's closing the door.
Out there.
Oh, right. You said that you don't like answering the door. You just leave it sitting out there.
I
leave
it out there.
Yeah. So when you go out there and the pop and the fireball is gone, we can assume it was one group of kids that took both. And they're back on the golf course somewhere mixing up shots with Shasta.
I don't leave the fireball out.
You make the fireball tall enough that only tall adults can reach it.
No, I'll sit out there, so I'll have shots. And if the parents come out, I'll give them some. But I wouldn't leave the fireball out there unattended.
I buy the candy every year because, you know, just in case the kids show up. Well, they do now. When I first moved in, there wasn't a ton, but I do it. I feel like turning off the lights. We all remember those people when we were kids. I assume that they were,
yeah,
no
they
offense,
suck.
But they were like Jehovah's Witnesses or something, right? Yeah. I don't know if Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate Halloween. They were something. They were something. Okay, well, that's what I thought. There were some of those religious kids at your school that weren't allowed to celebrate, like, any holidays. Or, specifically, some of them were just evangelical and couldn't do Halloween. And I remember as a kid thinking, that's
the devil's.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Sorry, Laszlo. He's watching the baseball game here in the background. When's the last time you got dressed up? Was it as a kid, or did you get dressed up in your 20s?
Yeah,
to go get. You never got dressed up to try and get laid.
Christ, why did you drop that?
You gotta turn the TV off.
I can't. He's not gonna let me turn off, and I have to watch the Royals game here in just a couple minutes. It's already started, so I need to check in on the score because, like, everything in my life is riding on this. Okay, I spent half of the money that I had for my mortgage on Halloween decorations. I need to win that money back if I'm gonna keep my house.
Catch the goddamn
and so
ball,
I need the Royals
man.
And the Orioles to do something. I can't tell you what. I'm not gonna put it out there, but we're not turning off baseball, so just stop.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. You can't get my hopes up like that. They either started or they didn't. I got a lot riding on this. You say Lugo's the best, right?
He's good, man.
Is he the best on the team?
Well, Cole Reagan's he's a hell of a pitcher. He pitched really good yesterday, too. So those two guys are money.
I know. You always say those two names. I just didn't know if one was like the, you know.
I think Seth has had a little bit of a better year, but I think Cole's probably better.
Okay. Did you guys see?
There's 1-0 right now.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Well, that's good. As a Royals fan, you know, want them to win. Whew. Boy, I wish I could get you guys to share on this excitement. Snow cone, maybe, you know what? How about this? Maybe if I win, maybe I share some with you. Maybe that would get you excited. You're not a baseball fan.
Nope.
You won't watch the games. You seem down.
I check the score.
No, you check the score.
Sure.
But if you want to get into it, you got to have something riding on it.
Yeah.
That Detroit guy should have let the ball fall.
That was ugly.
I was thinking. Yeah.
That was ugly. I was bases loaded, no outs.
Oh. Yeah, and there was a foul ball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Way out there. And
he caught it. So then the guy can tag, even if it's a foul ball. And the guy tagged and scored. It's like, well, let it fall. That's a strike. And
exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
The
hindsight's 20/20, but boy, I would take that strike for.
Is that, though, hindsight's 20/20, or is that something that you'd think, if you're a pro player, that they would say, hey, in this scenario.
He probably thought he was close enough that maybe the guy wouldn't
that's
tag.
That's a long throw. Okay.
Probably.
So he's like, let's get the out. He's not going to tag, but that's a pretty aggressive play from the base runner, but man.
You know what you need?
I would have let it drop.
You need a Wade Davis.
The pitcher obviously thought he should have let it drop. He looked at him, rolled his eyes like you.
I couldn't tell if he was shaking his head because he was mad at himself.
Well, maybe, but his facial expression, the pitcher's facial expression was mine. And I was looking at
what? What the
Why
hell?
Would you do that?
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, hindsight. Maybe in the heat of the moment, you're just thinking, there's no outs. The bases are loaded.
Maybe you think he's not going to tag. I got him.
I got to catch this ball. We need an out, for Christ's sakes. We've got all three men on base.
And maybe people who like baseball more than me would be like, no, you catch that ball no matter what.
I don't know.
But
though.
I did text my son and watch a lot of baseball. I'm like, he should have let that drop. He's like, hell yeah, he should have.
Is he watching it at home?
Yeah,
lucky guy. We're watching it here with Snow Cone, real Debbie Downer about baseball.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, you just, you know, you don't share in the excitement.
Well, yeah,
we wait years for this. We wait years. Well, when the Chiefs get in the playoffs, you get all excited about the Chiefs being in the playoffs.
Sure, I like football a lot.
Yeah, well, but you also, it's civic pride, right?
But I'm not a downer for you guys. I'm not like, this is stupid.
But you
know?
You're mocking us a little bit over
I was
there.
Not.
Well, you're mocking Lazo just now. I heard you saying stuff.
I think he's right.
What?
I think that ball hit the bat. I don't think it hit him.
We're on to the Royals now.
Oh.
We got to talk about this. What is it? Oh, the autographed guitar. Did you see it, Snow Cone? The Taylor Swift autographed guitar?
I did.
You did? Come on. That's pretty funny, isn't it?
It was lame.
Huh?
Why would you use a hammer to smash a guitar?
Well, of course. The type of person that would do this to begin with is lame.
Right.
I don't want to talk trash in this organization because I tried to read what their, you know, purposes, but it looks like some kind of gathering we probably wouldn't be at. But we'll explain coming up.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
So there's this organization in Texas that, man, sounds like something I'd like to be a part of. I know, Snow Cone, you heard about this story. It doesn't sound like something you'd like to be a part of.
I donated to it.
In Waxahachie, Texas.
Yeah, I donated to it.
Look at that. Boom.
See, I told you they could get out of it. It'll be all right.
It came back.
I know. Waxahachie, Texas. As Laszlo would say, beautiful this time of year. There's a group
on
there.
On a wild pitch.
There's a group there.
That's insane. That's insanity.
There's a group there.
They're a team of destiny.
It's tough, difficult to do.
There is a group there.
Who
scores on a wild pitch in the playoffs?
What's this group do, Slim?
They're called the Ellis County Wild Game.
Wild pitch.
It's all about baseball, as if you listen. This comes back to not just baseball, but the Tigers.
And what is the Ellis County Wild Game?
They had the Ellis County Wild Game Dinner a couple days ago in Waxahachie, and they held an auction event for charity. Now,
according
to their website, the dinner and the organization describes itself as being committed to supporting agricultural and rural education to the youth of Ellis County.
Okay, so I love it.
A lot of future ball players there, probably, right?
Yeah.
So, it seems like a good thing. Now, I saw a video of this, as I believe you did too, Snow Cone. It looked kind of like a Trump rally. I mean, they had the biggest American flag I've ever seen hanging on the wall back there. Either that or like maybe one of those car auctions. I don't know. But then we see the guys come out in the cowboy hats and everything else. It looked like a rodeo auction of some sort. Uh-huh. And they're trying to raise money for what looks to be a good cause.
Farming
yeah.
and
kids
stuff.
Kids that need to learn how to farm and stuff. Yeah. So as part of their
4-H club
charity auction, they advertised on their Facebook page that one of their kids showed them how to use, that they would be auctioning off a guitar autographed by country music sensation Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
You don't think of her as a country music star, do you? You think
not
of her
anymore.
As a pop star.
Yeah.
But she once was a country music sensation. And so that's how they advertised it. A guitar autographed by country music star Taylor Swift. You know, that's got to be
worth a lot of
money.
As a guy who's never really heard any of her songs, like I don't, like I know I've heard them on TV or whatever. I don't think I've ever sat down and listened to a full song. I don't even think of her as a country music star or a singer. I think of her like a Kardashian, just a celebrity.
She used to be a country singer.
Yeah. But I just I don't even think of her.
Was.
I know she's a singer, but in my head, if you say Taylor Swift, the first thing I just picture her in my head. The first thing I don't think is like,
songwriter.
Yeah. You know, like I don't like musician.
She's like
I just think,
that.
Yeah, she's just whatever.
She's
most
Taylor Swift.
Popular person of all time.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that song, The Boy Next Door, or whatever that first song was. Was that considered country then at the time?
Oh, yeah. Her first, like, two or three albums were all country.
Okay. I guess. And that was also during the very, very pop country era. So.
Yeah, she definitely had crossover. She was playing on both. Yeah.
Okay. But she's not at all on country radio now, right? The new stuff?
Like the old songs probably still
Right, but
are,
not
but
new stuff. They wouldn't, like, Shake It Off wasn't played on country. Okay, just making
sure.
They
should. People like it.
I know. They do better. We probably should. Anyhow, they said, we've got this country music star Taylor Swift autographed guitar, which is a big item to have. We've held auctions for charity before. You grab stuff from around the office. You find some autographed stuff, right? Try and raise money for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever had anything as valuable. I think, you know what? I remember at one point donating like an autographed Linkin Park thing.
Yeah, see?
I had a Smash Mouth, autographed Smash Mouth, a platinum record. It did not sell, though. Sometimes things don't sell
House of Pain
in the auction. That was not ever leaving my grip from my cold, dead hands. That one's mine. But we have given stuff to be auctioned off like that before.
Sure, of course.
And I don't know what that stuff is worth. I don't remember what it goes for. But I would think a Taylor Swift guitar, autographed guitar, these days, that's probably about as good as autographed merchandise gets. Unless it's for a living celebrity. I'm sure there's like, you know, Babe Ruth autographed baseball and stuff like that. But for a living celebrity, it's probably one of the most valuable signatures.
Yeah.
So a guy reportedly bids on this thing. And he ends up paying $4,000 for the guitar, okay?
Uh-huh.
They go to give it to him. He comes up on stage to get this guitar, and there's video of this.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up on stage to get the guitar, and he grabs a hammer and starts smashing this guitar with a hammer. Immediately after he won the auction.
He uses a hammer to smash it. The ground's right there. Just do it.
It looks so lame. Exactly. Anyone knows, if you want to smash a guitar, you grab it by the neck and you smash it. You smash it on the ground. That's what rock stars do. That's what people do. You don't say, hold this for me while I use a tack hammer. Right. And try and smash little holes in it.
So
but he's obviously trying to make a point. Well, the audience seemed to love it. They were hooting and hollering, man.
Who's rocking and rolling?
Yeah! Woo! Look at him go! That was actually said. That wasn't me. Get him, Tiger! Oh, boy.
No, he wasn't joking.
He wasn't joking. I guess we don't need the wall hanger for that, man. Oh, man. Boy, he sure taught Taylor Swift a lesson, didn't he?
Sure.
He smashed that guitar. He paid $4,000 to smash that guitar.
So well, $4,000 for a Taylor
That's kind of what
guitar.
I thought. I was a little surprised. But, you know, it's for charity, and maybe these people aren't all rich. I don't know. If you put it online, like on eBay, would it have been worth a lot more than that? I don't know.
I think so.
You know, this guy won the auction, so that was the highest bid, was $4,000. He gets up there, he destroys it in the lamest way I've ever seen someone destroy really anything. The only thing lamer would have been if he was hitting with the hammer and he couldn't get the guitar to crack, you know, like, ah!
Right.
But it was close to being that bad, but it gets worse if you think that's bad. Because it turns out the autograph was not real. At least that's what Taylor's people say. They say, look, she didn't autograph that guitar. The guitar didn't. It looked like a weird guitar anyway. It looked like an acoustic guitar covered in stickers. I couldn't really tell what was going on with that.
Because I think they said it was the one she had played. It was like a Taylor Swift owned and autographed.
She had played it, and then she autographed it.
Yeah.
And her camp has now said in interviews, I saw their stuff in like Hollywood Reporter and HuffPost and some of those. They said that it was not signed by Taylor. It was not a certified official guitar. So if there is a guitar that she signed,
it comes with
this certificate, and they have some sort of record of this guitar, like how it got to the person that got you. They keep, I guess, very detailed records. Yeah.
I mean, just knowing her and her team and how detailed they are, they probably don't want to make sure that, you know, people aren't out there just signing BS guitars and doing this.
Right.
You know,
but
they're driving down the market for like an actual real one.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess I'm kind of surprised that it's the same people, the same, you know, the autograph mark, I understand them needing everything to be legitimate certified, because this is how we make our money. You got to make sure there's a way that people believe
Providence
your certification.
And all that,
But anyhow, her team says no. Now, they also said, according to Variety,
what does this have to do with baseball?
We'll get there.
I'm trying to follow you guys, but I just can't.
We'll get there.
Bases loaded, guys. What are we doing here?
They also said
Taylor Swift and a guitar. Like,
there may have been a
she doesn't even play a guitar.
We're getting there.
There may have been a CD insert that was signed by her that the guy won with the guitar. Maybe he took that home. I don't know. That part's not clear.
Maybe beat that up with a hammer, too.
I don't know. But this begs the question.
You up with a hammer.
This begs the question. He paid $4,000 for a guitar that wasn't autographed by Taylor Swift, but he did it because he wanted to make a point, right? And donate to this kid farmer thing or whatever it is. Country
kid
Cowboys,
farmer.
Whatever their charity is. So the money still went to this cause, and he got to make a point. And if the guitar had been legitimately signed by Taylor Swift, I would have never seen this video. You would have never seen this video, Snowcone. I never would have heard of this organization. So it begs the philosophical question, does it matter that it wasn't actually signed by Taylor Swift? Is anyone owed their money back?
I don't think so. No.
No. You donated the money to charity, and they're happy to get it, right? That was the whole purpose.
Yeah.
And you made your point. You don't like Taylor Swift, and neither does anybody else in that room, and we think it's hilarious to destroy her stuff. I think it's weird that you were auctioning off something of hers to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, but maybe that's what they wanted to do with it.
Who
wants to destroy this? We didn't hear the auctioneer.
Right, true. No, maybe that's what they said.
I mean, they had a hammer there waiting.
It was.
They walked up, they handed it
seemed awfully prepped to... And just the hammer was the wrong hammer. Anyhow, the reason that this has to do with baseball, Lazo, is that the $4,000, along with all the other money that was raised for that auction, will go to these redneck kids, and some of them will certainly become baseball stars someday.
Ah, excited
about that?
Hit a double.
Oh.
He hit a double.
Well, so he missed how it relates to baseball.
I didn't hear what you're talking about.
Well, that's okay. It does relate to baseball, and I think I proved my point.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Hello.
Hello. Well,
Mr. Prada was arrested.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Well, he's a famous TikToker.
So Snowcone should know who he is.
Yeah, you know who Mr. Prada is?
You're the only one here
of
with
course.
TikTok.
He killed a therapist. Or at least they think. They say there's probable cause.
Yes.
What? I don't know. What? I don't know if it's his therapist or just a therapist.
Who is he? Who's
he's a famous TikToker.
But for what, though? Like, is he one of these guys that says you got to be a man? Is he doing, like, try-ons? What do they call those? Hauls? Whatever. Does he review toys? What does he do? Just asking. I wondered how he got famous. That's all. I don't have TikTok. I've never heard of Mr. Prada. Snowcone's supposed to be the one who keeps us in the loop with this stuff.
I emailed you.
You just emailed me about Mr. Prada?
Last night.
And described who it was? I didn't see that email.
You missed it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see anything about Mr. Prada. What I did see, a lot of stuff
looks
about.
Like they released a picture. That's crazy if this is true. Looks like they released a picture of the guy, like they had a picture of him in the hospital or whatever.
The victim or Mr. Prada?
Mr. Prada, but they didn't know it was Mr. Prada. Like, does anybody know this guy? And then people who watch him on TikTok were like, that's Mr. Prada.
Oh, boy.
And they sent it to the police, and that's how he got caught.
Oh, boy. TikTok star Mr. Prada.
I don't know what Mr. Prada did, though.
After Baton Rouge therapist found dead. I wonder what kind of therapy it was. Well, you've done therapy before.
I've gone to it.
Yeah. Like, you went to divorce therapy, and that helped.
Well,
that,
it's called marriage counseling.
Marriage counseling. I thought it was
it turned into divorce therapy, I guess. But
yeah, I mean,
I think the goal was that we wouldn't get divorced, but...
Well, I thought the goal was to go in and get a third party to tell you whether or not you should try and make this work. Is that
I think they're supposed to be like, hey, you guys can make this work. But then after, like, four times with us, they were like, nah, this ain't going to work.
Right? I thought that... That's what you said. That like the therapist was like, you guys.
The therapist literally said, I'd like to see you guys, or at least me, I'd like to see you on my own. And then I went in there and she's like, you know, this isn't going to work, right? That I promise you, that's what happened. I was like, I know.
But you got to like that. That's an honest therapist.
She's like, this ain't going to change. Like, your problems aren't, like, you got to get, like, you know, like that white English rapper from the 2000s. Dry your eye, boy.
Yeah.
That basically rapped to me, like whatever his name was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Dry your eyes, boy? Was that it? I don't remember what that rap song was.
He did it with Coldplay or something?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I've never done therapy. I signed up to see your therapist, who I thought was maybe your divorce therapist.
Yeah, same lady.
It was the same lady?
Yeah, and then I just kept going to her.
Right. That's what I thought. The Streets.
Yeah, there you go.
That was his name.
And then, you know, after a while, she was like, all right, we're good.
Well, I went to her house. Not her house, but her office.
Yeah, and then you were scared to go in.
I parked the car, and then I started to walk in, and I put my hand on the door handle like you would in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I can't do this. I don't know this person. What is she going to ask
me? She was real nice.
I can't start telling her about my life.
She was like a real...
Yeah, you said she was like a hippie, right?
Real hippie type. You know? She wore like sundresses and stuff.
You had told me that.
With, like, you know...
I was imagining my piano teacher in there.
You would have liked her. She wore like heels with her sundresses, and then, you know, took them off and sat there. Like crisscross applesauce, I think we're supposed to say. I can't say Indian style.
Right.
You gotta say crisscross applesauce.
Right. You're supposed to just say that. You don't have to say, this is why I say it, because I can't say this other thing. That sort of defeats the purpose.
Well, I don't know, because I almost said, you know. Right,
it's crisscross applesauce.
Because right. I almost said Indian style, and then I was like, you can't say Indian style.
Right. Now you've said it three times,
though.
Now
you've said it again.
So you've said it as many times.
Well, I'm saying don't say it.
Right.
Right, but you did.
Right.
Well, I mean, I did, in the sense of, don't say that.
Right. So, maybe you should don't say that.
Well, I didn't say it. I mean, I said it, but I didn't really say it.
Anyhow, I never...
I was saying I want to be politically correct and not say that.
This lady sat crisscross applesauce.
Yes, she did.
She was a dirty hippie, you said.
Well, she was very nice. She was not a dirty hippie.
Well, she's taking her shoes off and sitting crisscross applesauce in a sundress. She's got dirty feet, I'm assuming.
No, she didn't.
She's got dirt toe if she's a hippie.
She looked like she might have had a little bit of money, just, you know.
Well, yeah, she's in
there. I guess she
pretending to solve people's problems.
She looked like she probably made a lot of money and went to Berkeley. That
really?
Kind of hippie.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, like the lady. Professor. The professor hippie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've never done it.
I don't know how good she was, because she was just like, well, you need to get divorced.
Yeah, but then you continue to
see her
afterwards.
And I saw her afterwards, and after a while, she's like, yeah, we're good. Like, you know what your problems are.
Well, that seems like a pretty good therapist, actually. They're like,
she didn't ask me to keep coming back.
We went like four times,
and she's like, well, she didn't say that.
You're fixed?
Right. She said, you know what your problems are. You can either fix them or not, but we know what they are. We drilled down to them and why you have them, and...
But the fact that she didn't say you need to keep seeing me once a month, most people
she was basically like, we're not getting any further. You know what it is.
I mean, there are people who go to therapy their whole life.
And you carry around a bunch of anger because you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you can either work on that or not.
Yeah.
Here's how I would work on it if I were you.
So that's why you killed your dad.
Yes.
And moved on with your life.
And bought a clown suit.
Yeah, you got a divorce, killed your dad, and moved on. I don't know, getting mad at a therapist.
Seemed like that's what you wanted me to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But him killing the therapist just seems, I don't know, that seems like maybe that's a bad therapist, but I didn't know, since you're the one who's...
Why would it be the bad therapist?
Well, if you're in therapy, I'm saying this guy, Mr. Prada, he killed his therapist, like, the therapist is supposed to be there to help you through your problems, help you, I would think, maybe calm down, deal with your anger issues. If you're killing the therapist, allegedly,
yeah, I mean,
then that sounds like a bad relationship with patient therapist. Snowcone did it all over phone and found out later it was just a chatbot.
Yeah.
He thought he was getting therapy from one of those like BetterHelp type things, and turns out he's just talking to T-Mobile chatbot.
I've
I was like, man,
is that true?
No.
He was talking to like a customer service bot.
Did you do the chat therapy thing?
I did the, it wasn't BetterHelp, but it was something like that. What was it called?
Well, yeah, he did one with text.
Did it work?
It was fine.
I thought you really liked it at the time.
I mean, it helped the time, yeah. And I did one like Zoom.
It makes it harder to kill the therapist, I guess.
I've done all of them.
Yeah.
What the hell was that one called?
I don't know. It was a big name. I thought it was called...
Yeah, I know. It wasn't BetterHelp.
Okay. Well, at the time, Bobby, he was singing its praises. That's all I know. So
you
know,
kinda,
like, it didn't help. But Diddy. Diddy maybe should have seen a therapist. I don't know if that would have helped, though, or not.
Talkspace. That was it.
Talkspace. Oh, yeah, there are two of them. So Diddy got hit with 120 new cases, and that news broke yesterday while we were on the air.
Major new allegations of sexual assault and exploitation by Combs. For the first time, we are hearing about victims who say they were minors when they were allegedly assaulted by the music star. The youngest, allegedly, just 9 years old. The allegations were revealed by attorneys representing more than 100 alleged victims who are preparing to sue.
Okay. Would you rather be right now Mr. Prada or Diddy? Whose shoes would you rather be in right now? Mr. Prada, it sounds like he's facing a murder charge. Diddy is facing 100 and some sexual assault charges.
I'll take Mr. Prada.
Mr. Prada?
Yeah.
Oh, even though there's no murder on Diddy's docket?
I'm going to take Diddy.
I feel like with Mr. Prada, even if they find out, sometimes people murder someone.
I don't know how much Mr. Prada's worth, but I don't know if he can get a lawyer.
But
I feel like Diddy's got money to at least get a good legal team and draw this thing out a little bit. Mr. Prada's in trouble.
Many accusers, and now you're talking about people as young as 9.
I know, but
I just think if you're Mr. Prada, maybe they give you a 35-year sentence and you do 15, you know? Like, who's more likely at Vegas odds right now?
Diddy's got, maybe
spend the rest of their life in jail.
Run. I don't know.
They won't let him out of jail.
No, right? I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know where Mr. Maybe Mr. Prada can get bail right now. We don't know.
He might not have any money.
Yeah, I don't know.
I need to know what Mr. Prada's worth, because money does change a lot of things.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I guess given their financial status.
I mean, even
status,
right. Like, even in, you know, prison and with no chance to get out, you're still like, yeah, but I got money. Like,
on the outside.
Mr. Prada may, you know, he goes to prison. Who knows what happens? Diddy may have enough money to be like, hey, leave me alone. I'll give you all, you know, I'll fill up everybody's canteen.
True. No, he could have like a good Goodfellas experience.
And then buy protection, and, you know, I'm guessing that if they don't want to kill him like they did Epstein, then, you know, they probably put him in a certain area by himself. Mr. Prada, I don't know. I don't want to go to prison with the name Mr. Prada.
That doesn't sound great. I wouldn't advertise that. Just walking in like, make way, I'm Mr. Prada.
Hey, guys, it's Mr. Prada. I'd be like, oh, no. Oh, that's Prada. Mr. Prada.
So this lawyer says that these cases against Diddy, men and women, going back to 1991. And did you guys hear that he says that they are also going to go after the companies who profited by, I think he said, turning a blind eye on Diddy's actions?
Sell!
So the record labels, anyone that's involved in the Diddy stuff, that they banks. I've never heard of someone going after banks unless it's a drug thing, which I guess they did charge Diddy with trafficking, right? It's sex trafficking. So how the hell would the bank know how Diddy's making his money, and why would it be the bank's responsibility? But anyway, they also said the thing that we've been hearing, which is there's a lot of celebrities involved. Some of this behavior occurred at well-known venues and at private residences of people we all know. Many people will be exposed. Many dirty secrets will be revealed. The names will shock you. So that's an actual lawyer saying it now, instead of just Jaguar.
The same thing with Epstein.
Well, what do you mean? Did a lawyer say that with Epstein?
Everybody takes the stand or, you know, spills the beans, and he ends up getting killed.
Yeah, but Diddy's not going to kill himself, right?
Well, neither did Epstein.
Well, that's a good point. You bring up a lot of good points, but still, this lawyer, look, up until now, all we've had is these TikTok stars, wherever they are, saying, hey, there's celebrities involved. I know something you don't know. Now this lawyer says, no, we're suing all the companies, we're suing the banks, and some of the stuff happened at people's houses that you know, and the names will shock you, and we will tell you who they are. So I do think we should have some sort of office pool going on here, whose names will be included in the Diddy Files, which is what I'm calling
it. Oh, I like it.
I'm calling it the Diddy Files, and because I think, you know, we got to put odds on things. Like Tom Hanks, that's got to be like 1,000-to-1 odds, right? But anyone's on the table. Lazo's saying Oprah. Oprah also 1,000-to-1 odds. People like that. Lazo's so convinced that Oprah's a part of
it. Well, I just say that's what I see on the internet. A lot of pictures of Oprah.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Like hanging out with Diddy.
Silicone's going with Dr. Phil thus far.
Yeah.
Lazo says
LeBron.
Oprah. LeBron's a good one. That name's been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil's wrapped up. Trust me.
Why Dr. Phil?
I just don't trust him.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a guy who would hang out with Diddy.
He does seem like a guy who'd be into baby oil, though.
Exactly. No, yeah, but I just, like, would Diddy be like, hey, Dr. Phil, come over?
I just think wealth and power and influence.
Yeah, he likes celebrities.
Dr. Phil got all that?
He likes celebrities. Dr. Phil's...
I feel like Dr. Phil ain't in the same league of the people I'm talking. I'm talking about Chris Rock and Oprah and LeBron. Like, I feel like if Dr. Phil walked in,
He'd be the richest.
LeBron would be like, what are we doing? Why is that dude here?
Hey, there's a guy here who's probably richer than all of us. And when we're
done, how much is Dr. Phil worth?
We can talk about our problems.
I don't believe
it. I don't know, more than Chris Rock. He's worth a lot.
No, he's not.
He's worth a lot. He's worth a lot. I think it's Snow Cone. I think it's an interesting choice.
Okay? I feel like if Dr. Phil walked up, there'd be a bouncer outside of that party being like, dude, go on.
I think that's when you know it's a party.
I'm going to say...
I think Dr. Phil's a bad guess.
No, Phil's on there.
I'm guessing Kid and Play for my 1,000-to-1.
Kid and Play, maybe.
I don't...
Kid and Play's a better pick than Dr. Phil.
Well, I still think it's got... I don't know. I think they're both... They're equally... I think those should all be 1,000-to-1 odds. Those are your big ones. Those are your big money makers right there. Oprah, Dr. Phil, Kid and Play. That's who I'm going with. We can get the more likely characters going here later.
Somebody 1,000-to-1? LeBron and Oprah. That's not a... Is Oprah 1,000-to-1?
Yeah, because it's Oprah.
Okay, good. Then I'll take that all day. Because that should be like...
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yeah, but isn't it an energy drink?
It's a lick. Sure.
Well, they could probably use the energy.
Yeah, some of them are energy drinks.
Come on, that's kind of funny. This is according to TMZ. Logan Paul sent a truckload of his prime drink. Here you go. This one says on the bottle, hydration. Yeah. Maybe it makes
some of them
like
are
like Gatorade,
and then some of them are energy drinks.
Okay, so you know
and then
what?
Some of them are Gatorade energy drinks.
Sending a truckload of Gatorade wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
I thought he just made energy drinks, so I thought sending a truckload of it. I mean,
well, they could need energy.
Well, they could, but they need fresh water and stuff, you know. And
well,
you're like,
you can't serve everything.
I get
it. He's sending some drinks to the people.
I get it. I don't know what he's worth, but he's doing something good with his time. He's doing more than us. I didn't send him anything. Unless you guys, did you guys send him anything? Did you guys donate money to any of those charities? Yeah, which one?
I just sent a pallet of Church of Laszlo vodka.
Did you?
Yeah, why not?
I've heard it's not selling.
I figure they need it. It's liquid. They could use a buzz. I sent it to them.
To be honest, if you're in that situation and your house is completely destroyed,
and there's like, here comes like a case of Prime, you're like, that's cool. And then I'm like, mix it with this vodka.
Now we're talking really cool.
Right. All right, good.
Vodka and Prime.
Plus, I saw college kids floating around their dorm rooms. I figured they could use some vodka.
Yeah, no, I'm being serious. Like, if your house got destroyed and you're just waiting for help and there's nobody around, and then those trucks show up, there could be worse things than pallets of liquor.
It wasn't pallets. I don't have that much. But, I sent a few bottles.
Yeah, a case, whatever it is. All I'm saying is there's worse things that could show up than some booze. They're like, hey, we're just trying to spread things out. It's like a mystery box. We don't have time to go through all the stuff. We don't know what you're going to get. Hopefully it's something useful. Some people got paper towels because apparently... That seems to be all the rage. And someone could explain to me why.
You send what you can.
I'm with you. Getting the booze would be good.
I'm sure people would like pantyhose. Send them some pantyhose.
Well, I'd rather have the booze, I think, in that situation.
I know, but still, you'd be like, hey, I don't have much. You're like, here's some pantyhose.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's better than nothing.
I'll figure out something to do with it. Some stomping around in the mud here. Maybe I'll put it on my head and
rob a bank. Whatever. I don't care what you do with it. I'm just saying I got extra.
You're right. No, I shouldn't have laughed. I thought it was an energy drink. Good for him. He donated. I'm sure the hydration drink, and that's what he donated, and very good. We haven't done anything nice, so I shouldn't be.
Well, I just told you I sent
the liquor.
And
Snow Cone, I meant. We have not done anything. Everything hinges on the baseball games today and how much money we end up making. We promised to split a certain amount of it. We did bid on a Taylor Swift autographed guitar to send to the victims if this all pans out. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'd rather have the Prime than water. I hate water.
I know you do, both of you. Both
like,
of you.
If they were like, there's just a truck full of water and Prime.
Oh,
wouldn't you grab the Prime?
Prime. I hate water.
Right.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
You ever been a hoarder? Not like an actual hoarder like on A&E. I know you're not like that.
No.
But you ever have a hard time throwing stuff out?
Sure, of course.
I was thinking maybe you don't. I could see you being like, no, we don't need it. Toss it. Like, even if it's...
I throw a lot of stuff out. Like, I don't... But, you know, some... I don't know. I mean, maybe... Like, I still have, like, you know, some stuff, you know, my kids made in the third grade or something like that.
That's
but as far as like
difficult.
Inanimate objects, like, you know, oh, I can't get rid of this tape dispenser. I'd throw stuff out.
Well, right.
I throw stuff out if it's just inconvenient.
No, but even like...
I don't want to watch that.
Some people might not want to get rid of their old CD collection. Their old...
Oh, no, I don't.
Book
anything that isn't like, you know...
DVDs.
Sentimental in value an emotional connection,
right.
Which I know people have emotional connections
exactly.
to all this stuff, but I'm saying, like, I don't know, you know, that it has an emotional connection to a human.
So you don't have a problem, though, is because there's the sentimental stuff, which hoarders obviously have a sentimental connection.
That's
to
what I'm saying.
Too
much, so I don't wanna, yeah.
But there's the sentimental stuff, and then there's the stuff where you go, I might need this one day. As soon as you're born, if I throw this away, I'll end up needing it a month from now. There's that. Those are the two things
no,
I think you run into. You don't have that problem?
Not at all. I throw a ton of stuff away.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have a problem of, you know, needing to declutter, hanging on to stuff. My brother was really worried that his daughter was going to be a hoarder. Like, she would get very upset about throwing stuff away. So he, like, at a young age started, it sounds cruel to me, but he said he was like going in, you know, a stuffed animal, whatever it is. And he's like, this is going in the trash now, and you're going to be the one to put it. And she's like, no. And he's like, yes. And he said because he was worried about her becoming like a hoarder.
My oldest can be like that.
Too much stuff. I can see that. He's more sentimental, right? So say, oh, no, I don't want to get rid of this. This reminds me of that time whatever.
He'll keep some stuff. I'm like, why do you got that? Why do you have that?
I'd say my problem is more the other one, which is the I might need this someday. Mm-hmm. I might use this. Someone might ask for this. Maybe someone will need one of these, and then I will wish I had it. So that, but I do try and throw a lot of stuff away. And I'll even throw stuff away that's, like, you know, maybe worth something if I were to sell it, but I know I'm not going to take the time to sell it, so it's like, just
I mean, but I do have drawers filled with stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But
I don't ever look at it or use it, and it seems like more of a pain in the ass right now to throw it out, but I should. If honest to God, at one point I will just take a giant trash bag and throw it all in there, not even look at what's in there.
Yeah, okay.
But if I haven't looked at it in 2 years, then
what are the odds that you
need
it?
I don't need it.
The clutter thing for a lot of people is like, you got it, your basement gets full, your attic gets full, like whatever those storage areas are.
Right. Mine are
full.
Drawers and
then
cabinets.
If it gets really bad, then your actual house starts to get cluttered with stuff because you don't want to get rid of it. Anyway, I saw this thing on TikTok, even though Snow Cone's supposed to be the one keeping his eyes on TikTok. But people are talking about this rule. It's supposed to help people with ADHD, which you have, and I have. It's supposed to help declutter. And it comes from a therapist, which you've been to. Men didn't,
Jesus Christ,
didn't
what you're saying, like...
No, I'm just saying, we just talked about therapists. This therapist came up with this thing called the poop rule. I'm going to wait for Snow Cone
of course.
I didn't come up with it, Snow Cone.
I swear to God, you have like a poop newsletter.
I don't.
If it had poop on it, would you wash it off? Is that the question?
Yeah, you knew it. So she says,
I've heard that.
Anything that you're holding, anything that you're thinking about, do I need to keep this or not? You pick it up, you hold it in your hands, you pretend that it's covered in poop, and you really have to visualize the feces, she says. Then you ask yourself, if this were actually covered in poop, would I wash it off and keep it, or would I throw it out?
Swim and play with it.
So if you would wash it off and keep it, go ahead and keep it. But if you would throw it out, just get rid of it. So start. What, you'd heard the poop rule before?
Well, I've heard it, you know, with different whatever. Yeah.
What, like spouses?
If you would clean this off.
Wait, what's the other poop thing?
If you would clean this off, or, you know.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. It said
if it was broken, would you try to fix it? It's the same concept.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if this thing was broken, would you try to fix it? If the answer is no, then just get rid of it.
Well,
who cares? Same thing.
They said that it's a grosser version of the spark joy trick, but I don't know what the hell that is. Do you guys know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. So I'll stick with the poop rule. Poop rule. If it was covered in poop,
well, I would throw out everything if it was covered in poop.
Well, there's some things that you'd wash off and
like
keep.
What?
I don't know. Like maybe your kid's first place trophy or whatever. Like if the dog crapped on it, you might not just throw it out.
Poop. She said covered in poop.
Yeah.
Not just someone pooped on. There's a little bit of poop on it.
But
it
said
was covered.
Pretend
in
that she says pretend. Pick something up. Pretend there's poop on it. Really try and visualize the feces.
Yeah,
that's what she says. She says if there really was poop on it. So she doesn't say like it's completely covered. She says there's poop on it. Would you clean it off?
I'm gonna throw out most.
There's got to be some stuff at your house.
Of course, there's some stuff, but most of it.
If the cat crapped on the Xbox, you're keeping it. You're getting the
cat
poop
crapped
off
on
of
a comforter. I threw it out.
Oh, there you go. So the comforter goes, but the Xbox gets cleaned off, right?
Yeah.
So that's the poop rule. So there are some things that can
of
be
course.
Pooped on. No, that's all.
Well, I'm saying a lot of things would get thrown out.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Do. But I do the same thing you do, where once in a while I go, all right, that's it. Today I'm just going to throw. I'm going to fill three trash bags, and if it breaks my heart later, so be it. I
won't even remember.
I even watched that hoarder show just so I feel better about myself. Like, oh man, these people, vile, vile human beings.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. Church of Laszlo.
That's it.
All right, I got to pee. Watch some baseball. I'll be here for a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I will be too. Actually.
You bet something, but you won't tell us what you bet.
I just don't like putting it out there. It's like when you've got a job opportunity and someone calls, you don't tell people. You do that, right? You know, it's like that. You keep keeping your fingers crossed over things. It's not overly superstitious. You just go, I don't want to. It's like when someone's pregnant and they don't tell anyone in the first semester.
Well, that's because they think the baby might die.
Right.
You're afraid your bet might die?
Well, this would be bad. I'm not saying it's as bad, but it would be bad for me.
Would be worse for you.
Be worse for me because I can't get pregnant. So.
Right.
Right.
And you don't want to get anyone pregnant, so if it happened to your fiance, it wouldn't be bad either.
Right. And it would be
losing a bet to you would be worse. Is better than losing a child.
Someone else losing their baby is not as bad. What am I going to sit here and pretend like it is? I know that it is in the grand scheme of things.
But to me,
I don't know them. Right, so this is what's important to me right now.
If they said right now, you have to lose a baby, but you can win your bet, would you take that?
Whose baby? Like just that, the button thing? Like someone in the world loses a baby?
No, your baby.
Oh, like someone's going to get pregnant with my baby and they're going to lose it?
Yeah.
At some point in the future?
At any point.
But I can win my bet?
Yeah.
I'll take the money. Wouldn't you? I don't plan on having kids, so...
No, I know. I don't plan on having any more either. I just think it's funny to say.
Yeah.
How much could you win, potentially? I want to know how much a baby's worth to you.
Well...
How much... You don't have to tell me the bet. Just how much could you potentially win?
Like, what would be the lowest amount that I could win that I'd say...
No, on this bet right here that you'd trade for a baby.
Oh, I'm looking at a few hundred dollars, $100. Serious money we're talking. It's pretty serious money. It's all on this. So
man, I love
this. This is everything. Well, what is it? Never mind. I'll ask you off the air. But.
Good show, Andy Ibanez. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.